Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Holistic Pet Radio. I'm Amanda. I'm a business owner, a mom, and a pet parent just like you. You can check out my website, holisticpetradio.ca, where I have all the show notes for the podcast episodes, as well as other great content and information. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, all under the Holistic Pet Radio name. And be sure to search for our wellness group, Holistic Pet Parents, on Facebook. Without any further ado, let's jump into this week's episode. I'm joined today by Tori Mystic. She's a fellow dog mom, and she has a fabulous Instagram and an online store. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Tori.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be fun to talk all things dog and business. So yes. For anyone who doesn't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself and your pets.
So my name is Tori, and I started my blog Wear, Wag, Repeat about 5 years ago, and it was just sort of a place for me to share fashion and dogs, which are two of my favorite things. And it's grown so much into like a destination for dog moms, and then in the last year or so, I really kind of focused on other dog moms who wish to work alongside their dogs, because I've just found so much joy in that. And so those are the people I interview on my podcast. And I hope that my show is a wonderful resource for other women who want to start some kind of a pet business, whatever it is. There are so many different niches mm-hmm. within the pet industry. And everything I do is inspired by my dogs. In September of this year, I became a two-dog household once again. I've had two dogs at one time for most of my life, but up until recently I only had my one chocolate lab, Lucy, and she is a six-year-old English lab. And in September, when I was browsing around on Pet Finder, and I found another chocolate lab named Bert, mm-hmm. and he is the same age as Lucy, so I thought he'd be a wonderful addition to our family.
Mm-hmm. And he has.
Oh, he's been very entertaining and wonderful, and we love him.
That's awesome. It's nice. And it's so nice they're the same age, so it just worked out. It was meant to be, clearly.
It was meant to be. And like, they just get along. And Bert, you know, I take so many photos. I'm really into Instagram and I love taking photos for my blog. And Bert just like naturally is a supermodel. Mm-hmm. And he, like, even though he's like a little bit crazy and he has so much energy and he loves to play, like when I get out my camera and ask him to pose, he just does it. And so he really was meant to be our dog.
He's meant to be an Instagram star.
Yes.
So I actually ended up doing an interview for Tori on her podcast, and I'm really excited for you guys to listen to it. So it will be coming out before this episode. So if you're listening to this, it's already out. It would have gone out November 29th, 2018. So you can just search in whatever podcast catcher you use, just search her podcast, which is Wear, Wag, Repeat. And then you can listen to my interview over on Tori's podcast. I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited that we were able to do this swap, because there's not that many dog mom blogger, or I mean podcasters. Mm-hmm. So I think us dog mom podcasters got to stick together.
Agreed. And obviously we'll share a similar audience. So I think that hopefully everyone listening to both podcasts really enjoy them, and I think they will. So
I think so too.
Yeah. So I know you kind of touched on this a little bit, but can you kind of touch on a little bit more maybe why you decided to run a podcast really specifically focusing in on female-run, pet-centered businesses? Why was this such a passion for you, I guess?
Sure. So I was actually at a conference for pet bloggers called Blog Paws. I don't think it's going to continue existing. But I was at the 2017 conference, and there was a really wonderful keynote speaker who was just like a media mogul kind of person. He wasn't in the pet industry, but he was just there to kind of be inspiring about all the things you could do with online media as a blogger, video blogger, podcaster, whatever you want to do. He was like, how to do it everything. Mm-hmm. And so one of his things was like, you need to think of your brand, because we all have our own brands, even though I, you know, say I have a blog or whatever, it's really my brand. Mm-hmm. He's like, you need to think of it as like NBC Universal. And so like NBC also, you know, they have all these shows, they have all these different personalities on there. They have all these different like products basically, and different like properties online and on TV and whatnot. And you need to think of yourself like that, like multimedia. And so, and then he's like, then you have to repurpose everything. So, you know, you have your podcast and you record the video and you put that on YouTube, then you put the podcast where that goes, then you get the transcript, and then you take that and you turn that into your Instagram captions. And I was like, my head was exploding, but I was excited and I decided to actually do that. Mm-hmm. So I did everything that he said, and I was uploading my videos to YouTube and everything. And it kind of was a little bit too much for me to manage doing all of that. So now I don't longer do the video portion. But what's been so awesome is that, you know, when you're running your own brand, you can kind of shift and change your perspective as you go, depending on what works and what you're interested in. So when I first started my podcast, I wanted to interview, you know, stylish women who love their dogs and work in some sort of creative industry. And so I started off interviewing people that were like a little bit farther branched out from the niche that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. But then what I discovered was that there's plenty of awesome women who are actually in the pet industry specifically, who aren't just like graphic designers or something that love dogs, but they're actually working specifically with pet businesses. And I just thought it was a really inspiring niche of people to interview. And you know, there's so much room in this industry for growth that I wanted to sort of share all of our experiences and resources with a broader audience, because I think more people should start businesses for their pets.
Agreed. It's so much fun. Honestly, getting to work with your pets every day is just the best. It's so nice. And I want to touch on your point. I think it flows really nicely to our next question, talking about how we need more people in the industry. But before we jump into that, I also want to touch on a point that you kind of alluded to, I think, is just collaboration in the industry. And that is something that I'm really passionate about. I think it's awesome that you're collaborating with all of these creators and business people in the industry, because it can be, in my experience, a very competitive space because it is such a niche. But I think it's nice when we can all work together for a cause kind of thing and just better the lives of pets.
Right. Yeah. I love collaborating. That is like my number one thing to do. So in my blog and in my Instagram, I'm always reaching out to other dog mom bloggers or Instagrammers, or just people who have chocolate labs or, you know, anything that I really love. I'm always reaching out to people. I actually organize a lot of in-person meetups here in Pittsburgh with other Pittsburgh dogs of Instagram. And it's just been it's been really wonderful to sort of find a real life community of people who are also passionate dog moms. Mm-hmm. So it's really like not just in my business where I collaborate with people like that, but now my whole like social life is those people too. So really all I ever talk about is dogs.
That's awesome. That just sounds so fun. So yeah, definitely. If you're thinking about starting a pet related business, do it.
Yeah. Or just like reach out to a friend, you know, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Yeah. I've met so many amazing people through Instagram, just amazing people who are now people that I talk to every single day. And it's been so great.
Yeah. And I think like what I try to think of all my interactions on Instagram as friends. Mm-hmm. So even though like it might be a more of a business conversation or a business goal that mm-hmm. I have, I treat everyone like friends and I send them like little emojis and I talk to them like they're my friends. And I think it's just really authentic that way. And just, it makes me so happy that I don't have to use like corporate jargon.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. It's way less formal when we can all just be happy and like send dog emojis to each other.
Right. Yeah. And like people get it and they're cool with it. I love mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about this whole dog mom, pet parent culture, because it's something I am obviously very involved in, and we call ourselves dog moms and we're mm-hmm. kind of in this, but I want to talk about it kind of from a business perspective, because I find it so fascinating because I think it's kind of this crazy phenomenon that kind of no one expected. The marketplace is really just starting, in my opinion, to kind of catch up to this. I don't want to call it a trend, but you know, kind of a trend that millennials are waiting longer. They're waiting longer to get married, to have kids, and they're getting pets instead. And they're treating their pets like children, which I think is amazing. But I'd really love to hear your perspective on this and how you think that the business world is kind of shifting and how you're seeing it shift to focus and accommodate this kind of like pet parent culture, if you will.
Yeah, sure. So I read Pet Age, which is like the pet industry mm-hmm. business newsletter. And I get it via email. I don't know if there's a printed version or not, but there's so many articles in there about this very topic. And then there's a lot of like fun articles that you can find, like BuzzFeed quizzes about like what kind of pet parent are you? And there is sort of like an arc, I guess, like people who would consider themselves a dog owner. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a dog, but the dog is more so like how the law sees it, which is as property. Then there's people who have, you know, pets that they consider companions. They love them, you know, but then there's the pet parents and mm-hmm. We're like the crazy ones, but we do, you know, consider our pets to be our kids, you know, and there's a wonderful opportunity because I think that in the kids space, like with people with actual human children, mm-hmm. There's so many things that people are always trying to sell you that are experiential. You know, there are all these like photo websites that are trying to sell you like photo books and photo collages and all this kind of stuff. It really rides on, you know, creating memories and having shared experiences. And I think that's a lot of what the marketing is towards, you know, human parents. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the dog mom space, that is really what I think is really compelling for people who consider ourselves to be pet parents or dog moms, is to sell them experiences. On my site, I do a lot of DIY stuff. I highlight a lot of dog-friendly places. I go on road trips with my dogs, and I try to share that experience as much as possible. You know, I try to remind people that our dogs are not with us for very long, so you want to create as many memories as you can, whether that's by taking photos or taking them with you places or just giving them awesome treats and food and giving them the best life that they can. I think, you know, a lot of the marketing and a lot of the business opportunities, I think, are based around experience. Mm-hmm. And that's where small business owners like us, I think, have a huge advantage, because big brands really they're not very agile at like kind of like changing their strategy. Mm-hmm. And they're so accustomed to selling products. And a product can be part of an experience, but as small business owners, like, we can actually sell people an experience much more, because we can customize things, we can give them advice and tips on our personal experience. So that's where I think the future is for our niche.
Mm-hmm. And I think I love that perspective. That was an awesome answer. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I kind of just thought of it off the top of my head, but I like it.
It was great. We'll keep it in. Yeah, I was going to touch on that because I think it's a really interesting point. And honestly, it's not something I've really thought of, because I kind of have, for people who listen, they'll know this, I kind of have both sides of it, because I run a brick and mortar pet food store. So I am in the product sphere and I have like people who I would consider, you know, dog moms, pet parents coming in. And I also have I see people who also are, let's call them like dog owners.
Right.
So I see both, but then also doing HPR stuff online, I kind of get that aspect where it's, yeah, you're selling an experience online for the most part, unless obviously you're selling like physical products, but it's really mm-hmm. that experiential experience, I guess.
Yeah.
The other point you touched on, I think, because I now also have a human child and dog children, and it's true, I want to bring them everywhere. Like, I want to do experiences with my child, my daughter, but I also want to find ways to bring my pets along. So I think it's really cool that you mentioned that, because I think it's 100% true.
Yeah. And people tell me all the time, like, I wish I could take my dog places, like you take Lucy. And I think that's one of like the sort of background benefits of what I do is, you know, if people see what I'm doing with my dogs and they want to do it too, then maybe they'll pursue training or, you know, other things, and they'll kind of put more effort into their dogs and then have better behaved dogs that they can take more places. And mm-hmm. It's just kind of better for the whole community.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Bringing your dogs places is great as long as they behave well in that place. But you don't yes. want to be the person who gets dogs banned from a location.
Exactly. Don't do that.
The dog, yeah. So find a good positive reinforcement trainer and practice mm-hmm. before going out into a big place. But yeah, I think that's really interesting. So you kind of touched on this in your previous answer, but let's talk a little bit about if you have other advice for businesses that are kind of wanting to stand out in the sea of pet-related businesses.
Yeah, sure. So like you mentioned, I spend a lot of time on Instagram. I have a lot of followers on there. I have like 37,000 followers.
Which is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. And I put a lot of effort into getting up to that point. So, you know, I started from like 1,000, like everybody mm-hmm. else did, or less than that, and got to this point. And so I think Instagram is a wonderful place to market your business, especially pet related businesses, because there's just so many pets and pet lovers on Instagram. I mean, every time I meet a new dog, I ask them what their Instagram handle is. So there are a lot of dogs on there and a lot of people you can connect with. But I think what can kind of like set your business apart is to use really good original images. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's places where you can get stock images that are actually really good. Like one of my favorite places is Unsplash.
Me too.
and that's a great place to find like images to make graphics or just to use as like a background for something. But then you'll start to notice like the same few photos being used on everybody's account.
It's true.
So, I mean, that's okay because, you know, it happens and those photos, like you're allowed to use them in that way. So you're not doing anything wrong. But I just think your account will stand out so much more if you're sharing your own unique perspective. So I think it's important to think about, you know, what is unique about your business. Why should anyone care, basically? Mm-hmm. And that sounds kind of harsh, but customers can be harsh and it's competitive out there. So you need to kind of really critically think, you know, what makes you special? What makes your brand unique? And highlight that. So I think original photos are the best way to do that. And I really believe in hiring local photographers as much as you can. Mm-hmm. So I work with local photographers a few times a year and it's totally worth it for me. You know, usually it's between $100 and $200, but I'll get over 100 photos easily mm-hmm. each time. And that will last me months and months because I intersperse it with photos I've taken myself and other mm-hmm. throwback photos and things like that. But those photos that have me and my dogs in them, and they really show like our unique perspective, I think they're the most effective and the most powerful and the best at like establishing our brand. And so I would really encourage other people to do that. It's really worth the investment. Think about how much time you would spend searching for the perfect stock image. That time is really valuable. So if you were to like, you know, keep track of your hourly rate, you can see that it's definitely worth it to just hire a professional and take some original photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's awesome advice. And in touching on that, let's talk about Bert and Lucy because I want to talk a little bit about them. First of all, it's funny that we're talking about Instagram pictures already because I want to know your secret to getting them to pose so adorably for your Instagram pictures. Is it just like with kids, they say two kids is kind of like, okay, once you hit three, it's just chaos because I have three dogs and getting good pictures of all three of them at once is chaos.
Yeah.
They're trained. They can all do it individually. They're good. Three of them, no one is ever, like it is so rare that all of them are looking at the camera at the same time. So tell me your secrets.
Well, okay. So I just had one dog for 2 years. I just had Lucy. Before that, I had a second dog who passed away, but Lucy was on her own for 2 years and I got really used to just having her and I can get her to do things. Like if I say up, up, she'll jump up on just about anything like a tree stump or a chair or a wall or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I can get her to do really good poses. Getting a second dog, I quickly realized it was going to be a lot more challenging.
Yeah, no kidding.
So Bert, when he came to me, he'd been in the shelter for over a year.
Aww.
So, you know, he's an adult. I don't know anything about his life prior to that. So I have no idea like what kind of training he had, but being in the shelter for a year, there's just no way he could get the personal attention to be, you know, reinforce his training every single day like I do mm-hmm. in our lives now. So when I first got him, I was like, oh, this is going to be challenging. But But now we've had him for almost 3 months, and I have to say he's progressed amazingly. The number one thing is patience. You just have to be really patient. And sometimes I'll have in my head like this picture I want to get, but the dogs are all excited and amped up. And if I have a treat around me, like maybe that gets them a little like too excited. In which case I'll just sit down and be quiet and kind of ignore them and wait for them to calm down and then try to take the photo like 5 minutes later. So just be like super patient. With treats, I am like pretty conservative about having treats for photos because Lucy just gets like too excited. She loses her mind. So sometimes if I do have a treat, what I'll do is I'll hold it between my teeth. So that the dogs are kind of looking more at the camera. So that's one of my like dog mom Instagrammer tips.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah. And then I always try to be like prepared with cute bandanas and things like that. I think that makes a big difference in photos.
Yeah, that's good advice. Awesome. I'm going to try that. We'll see. Three dogs. Sometimes I just feel like it's just the luck of the draw. Some days I'm like, I've been doing this for an hour and we're going to go with what we got. And sometimes I just post the real pictures. I'm like, this is just what it is today.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think posting like the real, like I love those ones that are like Instagram versus real life.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's just really funny. But speaking of three dogs, I wanted to mention this at one account. One of my friends on Instagram, their account is Knox and Bear, K-N-O-X and Bear. And they actually have three dogs and they live in Boston and they take the best photos of these three dogs. So they're definitely hashtag goals.
Okay, I'm going to look. I feel like I follow them already.
Yeah, they have a really big account. So maybe.
Yeah, I'm just going to look because now I'm curious. I don't follow them. Oh my gosh. Oh, her pictures are pretty. Okay. I'm going to message her. Like, what are your secrets for three dogs?
They take really great photos and they'll get them all like with their faces so close together. And it's just impressive.
Oh, that is impressive. I'm going to work on it. It's also hard because I have two big dogs and one little dog. Like I have a 65-pound, a 75-pound and a 15-pound. So getting their faces together just is, and the height difference makes it a little hard.
Yeah, maybe we have to put like a little sling around one of their necks and you can put the little one in it.
Oh, or like a saddle on the back. Yeah, okay. We're going to go into tricks. It'll be really fun. So the other question, I have one more question before we do our wrap up, which is I always like to hear, what are your favorite superfoods to add into your pet's bowls?
So we do a lot of pumpkin and yogurt. I personally like both of those things myself. And so I find that it's easiest to give things to the dogs that are already around that we can kind of share. Since I am such a crazy dog mom, I like to share things with them. So when I'm making I eat yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, almost every day for breakfast. So a lot of times I'll just give them a little scoop and they love it. And in the winter I love to make oatmeal and stuff and I'll put pumpkin in there and then I'll just put a little pumpkin in their food. We also do a lot of fish oils, omega-3 kind of things. We don't do a whole lot of crazy additions. If you want to kind of hear more recommendations, everyone should go listen to your interview on my show because you had so many good recommendations. So I'm going to have to up my game in that department.
I mean, it's one of those things, right? It's like in an ideal world, I would add all these amazing things. And then in real life, I'm like, well, they're just going to eat whatever my daughter throws on the floor. So that's the superfood boost.
Cheerios. Yeah.
Some days that's the way it goes. And other days I'm like, yeah, we're going to add phyto and we're going to do green leaf muscle and we're going to do all this really cool stuff. And then other days it's like Cheerios maybe off the floor. It is what it is, right?
Well, anytime that we can just share things seems to work the best for my life.
Which also I don't, for anyone listening or for you, I don't know if you know this story, Nikki White, she's Life with Laker on Instagram. She actually did a program called Soul to Bowl and it's a 30-day program and she gives you like keto meals that are the top. So you make the meal, you buy your groceries and then there's like corresponding toppers for your pet's bowl every day. It's really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's something to kind of look into if you're interested in finding that. I found that really cool. I did it and I didn't get through the whole 30 days of giving them toppers because I don't know, toddler life just got me a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I tried. Okay. So this is probably my favorite part of the show. I love the whole part, but this is kind of the question that I ask every single person who comes on the show, and I would love to hear your answer to it. So if you could give pet parents around the world just one piece of advice, what would it be?
I try to live a dog-inspired life as much as I can. That's something I like to say. And I like to promote that to other people too. So my advice would be to like look at your dog and just try to be more like them.
Good advice.
It's pretty simple advice, but just like to go a little bit more in depth in it. Like with Lucy, I just love like the joy and excitement that she brings to almost everything. And everyone's dog is going to be like a little bit different, but like with Lucy and Bert, when we leash up and head out, they have no idea if we're going to the vet or if we're going to the park or if we're going on a road trip to North Carolina or like what we're doing, but they're so excited and they're pumped. And like, if they're getting like a tiny quarter of a treat, they're pumped. Mm-hmm. If they're going to get like a whole huge bowl of food, they're excited. So like, I just try to kind of like live in the moment like they do and just be excited and positive about everything as much as I can.
That's awesome advice. Yeah, I love that. I always say that our dogs, our animals, all of our animals come into our lives to teach us lessons. And so, yeah, whether it's to be positive or to live in the moment or to move past things that you can't, I saw this quote. It was, if you can't play with it or eat it, just pee on it and walk away.
Yeah.
So be like your dogs, do that.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I think they're like just the greatest inspiration because they don't like hold on to grudges. I mean, well, sometimes there are dogs that my dogs don't like that they've never liked, but for the most part, they don't really hold on to grudges and they really live in the moment. So maybe that's something to try out. Just kind of like let stuff slide off your back and don't worry too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome advice. So where can people go to find you, follow your work, all that sort of stuff? Where are you on the internet?
So you can find my website at wearwagrepeat.com. It's W-E-A-R, Wag Repeat. And from my website, you can find the podcast. You can find me on Instagram at tmystic. It's T-M-I-S-T-I-C-K. And connect with us on there. Send me a DM and let me know that you heard this episode.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I'll have all that linked in the show notes as well for anybody listening. If you're out walking your dog, it'll be in the show notes. So you can link to Tori there and she'll be on the Instagram like the week that the episode comes out. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you. Yeah. I love talking dog mom stuff.
Me too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Holistic Pet Radio. You can find more information about what we do and the show notes for this episode over at holisticpetradio.ca. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. It really helps us to reach even more pet parents. And remember, each one of us can make a difference, but together we can make a change. Disclaimer: the contents of this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for professional veterinary advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your veterinarian with any questions you may have regarding the medical condition of your pet. Never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.